JCPenney.
Guys, get to JCPenney and save big on select items throughout the store. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 8-9 to 8-12.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in. The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Cowboys defensive leader Tyrone Crawford went down at practice Tuesday with what appeared to be a serious injury, but it appears Dallas dodged a bullet. After an examination, the defensive lineman was diagnosed with a lateral ankle sprain. He hopes to return before the end of the preseason. Elsewhere, Jay Cutler had his first practice as a Dolphin Tuesday. His coach Adam Gase says Cutler seemed to remember almost all of the calls and reads. Gase ran the same offense with Cutler when he was the Bears' offensive coordinator. DeMarco Murray will not play in the Titans' preseason opener against the Jets Saturday, but the team says QB Marcus Mariota will be in action. As for the Panthers, Cam Newton will not play Wednesday night against the Texans in order to rest his throwing shoulder after offseason surgery. But J.J. Watt will play for the Texans. You can watch the Texans and Panthers live on NFL Network starting at 7:30 Eastern Wednesday night. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Napa Know How.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25. Or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Welcome back. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. Very pleased right now to be joined by a former Hawkeye great, if you will, Desmond King, fifth-round draft pick of the Los Angeles Chargers. I got to catch myself every time I say Chargers, so I don't say San Diego. Dez, what's up?
Nothing much. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. How's your first NFL training camp going so far?
Training camp going so well right now. Getting out here, getting acclimated to the community, getting used to the system, and just going out there doing what I do best.
One of the questions heading into the draft for you, at least for the prognosticators of the draft, was what position you were going to play. Was it going to be safety, corner, nickel corner? What positions do they primarily have you playing so far in training camp?
Well, right now they got me learning all three positions, corner, nickel, and free safety, and just getting me used to the system right now. Right now I'm playing more nickel than safety because I'm of my physicality to run fits and covering inside the slot. So that's something that I'm used to, and it takes a mature person to get used to that position as well.
Have you gotten over the disappointment of being drafted in the fifth round?
Oh yeah, that's long gone. It's in the past. You can't dwell on the past. Move on to the future, and make the best of it. I got an opportunity that most doesn't have, and this is something that I can build off of.
What was that draft experience like for you?
To be honest, it sucked, but at the same time, you also, I'm blessed to have this opportunity to be out here you know, with an excellent team out here in Los Angeles, a new head coach, new program, you know, and some great teammates. You know, they all here to support each other, and you know, I'm trying to fit well in the system.
Catching up with former Hawkeye Desmond King, currently in camp with the Los Angeles Chargers. What's that been like? Because it's interesting. Obviously, it's an existing franchise, but making the move from San Diego to Los Angeles, what's the fan response been like at camp?
The fan response has been pretty good to me. You know, we out here, we just finished practice here in Orange County, and the fans is out here supporting us. We got here, we got guys signing, guys taking pictures. I just finished some signings, and I feel like, you know, the fan base is going to be pretty good. You know, we had a scrimmage this past Saturday, and we had a good turnout there as well.
All right, you mentioned being in Orange County. What's the biggest difference between Iowa City, Iowa, and Orange County, California?
I would say for me, you know, just the people around. You know, there's not many people that I see out, you know, each and every day that, you know, that kind of greets you. But in Iowa, you know, the fans is everywhere. You know, it's very nice people in the community of Iowa. And, you know, it's a very nice city to be in.
You hear it all the time with athletes heading to L.A. You went from Detroit to Iowa City, now out to L.A. Is it true? Is it a little bit more difficult to stay focused? I know you're in training camp now, so it's all about football. But during OTAs, during mini camps, is it a little bit harder to stay focused in L.A.?
No, not at all. You know, for me, I'm not the guy that, you know, wants to go out and kind of get into the lifestyle. You know, as me, you know, I kind of want to stay humble. I stay in my lane, stay in my position, and just, you know, stay focused on what I have for a goal, you know, in the future.
So we just had media day with the Hawkeyes on Saturday, and one of the big questions is what the defensive backfield is going to look like without you in Iowa City. What do you think it's going to look like?
I feel like the backfield in Iowa City, the defensive backfield is really on another level this year. You know, they were young guys last year and the year before. You know, we got Manny Rigumba coming back, which was a true freshman last year that played really well for us towards the end of the season. You got Josh Jackson that's been there for a while. You know, he can get rolling and get to start making plays. And then you got Ojemudia there as well, and Miles Taylor and Brandon Snyder. So, you know, you have a great secondary, you know, that has some experience that took place last year that's going to make a lot of plays this year for the Hawkeyes.
What was your impression of Rigumba last year? Because he's a guy that Kirk talked a lot about on Saturday and has talked a lot about.
I would say my impression on him was, you know, a young guy that's coming in, you know, ready to play, you know, very ambitious person to want to get on the field and make plays. You know, when he first came to Iowa, I was his host. And, you know, I took him around the city, showed him a lot of things, and just, you know, try to get him ready to, you know, be on his own. And I feel like he's ready for this year, and he's ready to be a leader in the secondary.
So Todd mentioned that Kirk has talked about Manny Rigumba, but last year at Media Day, he was a name that you mentioned as someone who kind of gained your respect right away. What did he do as a true freshman that kind of stood out over the other true freshmen as to he was ready to play right away?
Like I said, he was a guy that kind of, you know, went out and look for help. You know, he was seeking the knowledge from the older guys, such as me, you know, Maven, guys like that, and was ready to learn. And that's what kind of caught my eye, that he was a young guy that wasn't, you know, too ready to just jump out there. He was going to wait his turn. He was going to learn. And when he got that opportunity, he took the opportunity and did his best.
Now, having said that, now you going to the NFL, has there been any of the veteran players that have reached out to you or that you've reached out to try to, they've kind of taken you under their wing and showed you the ways of what an NFL training camp looks like or how to get through it?
Yeah, for sure. We got two DBs, you know, two cornerbacks that's been helping me with, you know, my press man inside of the slot. That's Casey Hayward and Jason Verrett that's been helping me. And then, like, at the safety positions, you know, I have Dwight Lowry. We just got Trey Boston from Carolina, and then you got Jaleel Adai, you know, that's been helping me as well at the safety position.
Have you crossed paths with any former Hawkeyes yet?
Oh, yeah. We just had a scrimmage this past Saturday with the Rams, and I came across Louis Trinkabasat. He's out there. Austin Blythe, he's out there as well. Andrew Donnell was out there, and, you know, it was, guys, good to see former Hawkeyes, you know, meeting back up and going against each other again.
Desmond King joining us here on the program for just a few more minutes. A question that I think a lot of people probably have for you is, what's the biggest difference with an NFL training camp as far as strength and conditioning goes to what Chris Doyle put you guys through in Iowa City?
I would say conditioning was very, you know, that was something that we stressed in college is, you know, we want to be, you know, the most physical, fastest team on the field, and the conditioning is very deep. I would say for the NFL training camp, our conditioning takes place in practice. You know, we run no holds, we run tempo and things like that. That's kind of help our conditioning in real game situations, and it's a longer season, so you want to keep the body fresh but still practice it in real game situations.
What's the adjustment like when you're going up against Keenan Allen and Travis Benjamin and Dontrell Inman every day in practice?
I'll say those guys, you know, those are experienced receivers that's out there that know what they're doing. So when you go against them, you know, you got to stay true to your technique and stay true to your leverage as a defensive back and know your strengths and know your weaknesses against them. And you got to know their strengths as well.
All right, the big question for you, Desmond, is anybody else on the team, have they written a book like you and your mom have? Are you the only author
sure,
on the team?
But I heard it's been many people thinking about writing a biography.
What's that? What went into that process, the decision to write a children's book?
I would say, you know, this is something that I was thinking of when I was growing up at a young age, you know, reading books a lot. I'm still reading books at this time, you know, and I would say it's just something to help, you know, the younger guys growing up, the youth in the community, things like that, that's going to be on the same, adversity, going through things to overcome. You know, if people telling you something, you know, don't take it as negative, take it as a positive and build off of it.
The book, by the way, is called I May Be Little, But I Play Big. It sounds like you want to do this in a series?
Yes.
And how much collaboration has your mom put in on this? Who did most of the work?
I would say my mom probably put the most work in it, you know, because I'm always busy and things like that. So she's been on the other side, you know, helping me with that. You know, she called me every day, you know, and I'm giving her, you know, feedback on what I'm doing here and, you know, how's camp going and stuff like that. So I know for sure, you know, later down the road, you know, my first NFL experience will be in there as well.
Is she out there in California with you? Is she keeping an eye on her baby?
No, she's back in Detroit. She'll be out here soon for one of the preseason games.
All right, Desmond, before we let you go, predictions for the Hawks this year. How do you think they're going to do?
You know, as a Hawk, you know, we gotta go big or go home. So I'm looking at, you know, Big Ten West chance for the Hawkeyes.
All right, sounds good. Hey, Des, best of luck to you. It was fun covering you when you played here in Iowa City, and I think you got a lot of people back here in Eastern Iowa that are going to be rooting for the Chargers just because of you.
Yes, sir.
Desmond King, former Hawkeye and current member of the Los Angeles Chargers, joining us on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Back with more after this.
Napa Know How.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastipatience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney and save big on select items throughout the store. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 8/9 to 8/12.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in. The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
AutoZone presents Time for a Tune-Up. Performance, fuel economy, engine life. They're all good things that come with giving your car a tune-up. And doing it yourself saves you money. Another one of those good things.
Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy four or more qualifying Platinum, Double Platinum, or Iridium Spark Plugs.
So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need.
See store for details. Limit one gift card per household.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. rock the chalk in downtown Iowa City. This unique chalk art event is presented by Midwest One Bank, and the fun is free for the whole family. Come see beautiful chalk art displays, pick up some chalk and create your own masterpiece, and enjoy excellent live music. Join in this family celebration of creativity Friday, August 11th at the corner of Clinton and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Chalk this one up to a super duper time with Midwest One. Get all the details at rockthechalkic.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
If you love Mr. Schutz, then you won't want to miss this Friday's Colonels game. The first 1,000 fans get a free Mr. Schutz belly bobble figurine. That's right, it's not a bobble head, but a belly bobble of lovable Mr. Schutz. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now and arrive early to make sure you get your one-of-a-kind Mr. Schutz belly bobble this Friday at the Colonels.
You see, it's not the head that bobbles, it's the belly. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer, Kyle Mann. Baseball season, hard to believe, winding down. You've got only two more Z102.9 mug clubs with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The good news is we've got an opportunity to send you to one of those coming up later on tonight. We'll have the 6 o'clock showdown, 7 questions in 60 seconds. I did promise that we were going to give away the Amana Colony's golf package before 5:30, and we'll do that now. That way Kyle's got that out of the way before he needs to do some of the other things on his plate. 319-366-1600, caller number 6. You're going to win a round of golf as well as a cart and some range balls from the Amana Colony's golf course located just south of Cedar Rapids. A big thank you to them for providing us with prizes to give away all week. We'll find out who our winner is coming up in just a little bit. Again, caller number 6. Football, a big thank you going out to Desmond King for jumping on the program with us, trying to get some of the other former Hawkeyes that are currently in NFL camps. Certainly, it sounds as if C.J. Beathard is having a very, very nice camp so far with the San Francisco 49ers. I don't necessarily believe it's anything that the other quarterbacks have done to look bad. I think just from what I've been able to read and ascertain, it's CJ putting in the work and putting in the effort and impressing the folks out in San Francisco. George Kittle, I know, missed a little bit of time with the 49ers with an injury. I think he's back and healthy now. And certainly Desmond King trying to play himself into the picture there with the Los Angeles Chargers. Go ahead and admit it. It's going to take some getting used to. I'm sure I'm not the only person that has referred to them at least once or twice as the San Diego Chargers.
Actually, I think you did it yesterday, so you were the at least the first person on KGYM, the Los or the San Diego. Oh, I did it there. I think that Desmond King and George Kittle are probably both battling for starting positions. Desmond King is as the nickel corner, which is what a lot of people thought he was going to be heading into the league. You get a smaller corner that can play the slot receiver, and it's become a starting position in the NFL. There's some of those guys are drafted a little bit later, like King was in the fifth round, but they have really long NFL careers. I know he's practicing at safety. I know he's practicing at corner, but I think that's probably his future. And George Kittle, he's always been a guy that has flashed really, really good receiving skills, and he became a better blocker. The question for him is going to be, can he stay healthy? Which is his last couple of years, it was really tough to see his seasons. He was going to be a big threat in that offense, but his seasons were really marred by injuries, and he's had some hamstring issues in camp in San Francisco. And I think the talk around him is he's battling for that starting tight end position with San Francisco. So they love him, and if he can stay healthy, I think he could have a big-time rookie year.
From college football to high school, we're very excited about this here at KGYM, but the high school season getting ready to start up as well, and we mentioned that we're going to have some details for you about a very special event coming up. It's Thursday, August 17th at Kingston Stadium right here in Cedar Rapids from 6 until 8 o'clock tonight. We're partnering with the Cedar Rapids Gazette for a first-of-its-kind high school football kickoff event with coaches from the majority of the metro area schools, Kennedy, Xavier, Marion, Linmar, Prairie, and Wash. will be participating in a roundtable discussion, offering insight into their team's predictions for 2017 and a whole lot more. We'll actually hear from our very own Scott Unash, who's going to be a part of that event on the 17th. Next Thursday, he'll be calling in to our program during the 6 o'clock hour, but you can check it out as well between 6 and 8 at Kingston Stadium, and get more details on our website, kgymradio.com. You can also vote in today's poll question. The NFL has announced that it will hire between 21 and 24 full-time officials for the upcoming season. That means every game will be staffed by at least one full-time official. Will the officiating be better under this setup? Yes or no? Poll question is brought to you by our good friends at Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. It certainly can't hurt to have full-time officials, but these guys presumably know the rule book as they did when they were part-time. I don't necessarily think the distraction of a 9-to-5 job or some of the other work that officials had on the side as they were doing this on the weekends, I don't think that necessarily probably led to them being any worse at their job as an official than they already were. So I tend to lean toward this maybe being a negligible difference, or maybe we won't even see much of a difference at all.
I don't think we're going to see much of a difference at all. I think the only thing it'll do is you saw guys like Gene Steratore who officiated NFL games and college basketball games. You won't see that as much anymore, but you're still going to have the same officials, and you're still going to have the same people on the field that you had in the past. So unless you're changing something different, I don't really see how this has much of an effect on the officiating at all.
Congratulations, by the way, going out to Chris from Monticello. He was our winner of the Amana Colonies prize package today. A couple Iowa bits to get to before Kyle reminds you of them again on the Midwest One Bank Big Board update in the next few minutes. But Rick Heller and the Iowa baseball team playing one more exhibition game at Duane Banks Field before they depart for Taiwan and the World University Games. It's tomorrow night, taking on the Quad City Cardinals. I don't know much about them. Assuming it's a semi-pro outfit, assuming they also play the game the right way. But if you want to check it out for yourself, that game, I believe, is a 7 o'clock start time tomorrow night in Iowa City. And news yesterday, official now, that C.J. Eldred's no longer part of the Iowa baseball program. Rick told us that right here on KGYM about a month ago. But the Hawkeyes will have at least another hole to fill in their rotation moving forward, but you certainly can't blame C.J. Eldred for taking the opportunity. It's not a ton of money when you sign as a non-drafted free agent. As a matter of fact, probably $1,000 or something like that. But a young man who's had a lot of injury issues, who's now finally healthy, and he's chasing that opportunity to play professional baseball. So certainly best of luck to him. The Iowa wrestling schedule was released today for the upcoming season as well. And I know there are a lot of people that are really excited about this, but it's the first time in something like 20 years that Iowa and Iowa State will be the final duel of the season. It's going to be February 18th at Hilton Coliseum, Iowa and Iowa State. And Iowa closes out the Big Ten duel season at Penn State on February 11th, which is a Sunday, or February 9th, which is a Friday. So the final two duels for the Hawkeyes going into the Big Ten Championships at Michigan State next year are going to be at Penn State and at Iowa State. And obviously, there's a ton of Iowa flavor at Iowa State now with the new coaching staff. It's entirely made up of former Iowa wrestlers. And so if there wasn't enough intrigue going in, now you also have it being the final event of the season before the Big Ten Championships and then the NCAA tournament. So very, very interesting there. The Hawkeyes, by the way, their first home duel, the Iowa City duels, Hawkeye wrestling fans, put it on your calendar now. November 17th, North Dakota State, Buffalo, and Iowa Central all wrestling. And this is interesting for me because my cousin's son wrestles at North Dakota State. So I may actually get to see one of my relatives at Carver Hawkeye Arena. I'll have to do a little research, make sure that he's still in good standing with the team. We mentioned Iowa Athletics here, talking a little bit before the bottom of the hour. Iowa basketball not playing today. They beat the German All-Star team yesterday. They're on to Switzerland and a Swiss All-Star team tomorrow. We will hear coming up in just a little bit from Fran McCaffrey and Luca Garza after yesterday's game. Luca Garza, the Iowa freshman, with a double-double, 17 points and 10 rebounds. But before we do that, send it over to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Former Iowa shortstop Mason McCoy was selected as a New York Penn League All-Star today. He's hitting .323 with 19 RBIs in 30 games for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, a Class A affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles. Former Iowa first baseman Jake Adams wasn't selected as an All-Star, but will be competing in the Home Run Derby. He leads the league with 8 home runs. Todd first broke this story several weeks ago, but it became official yesterday. Former Hawkeye C.J. Eldred signed a deal with the Kansas City Royals. I'll also take this time to remind you that the Iowa baseball team will play its last exhibition game of the summer tomorrow at Duane Banks Field, hosting the Quad City Cardinals at 7 o'clock. The Iowa basketball team will also be playing the second game of its Euro trip tomorrow afternoon, taking on the Swiss All-Stars in Switzerland. The Iowa wrestling team announced its home schedule today and will host 3 top 10 programs in Oklahoma State, Michigan, and Minnesota, and will also host 8 different countries competing at the United World Wrestling World Cup over a weekend to be determined in April. The Colonels won yesterday 3-1 to split a 4-game series with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They're off today as they return home, but they'll start another 4-gamer with the Quad Cities River Bandits at 6:30 tomorrow. After our show tonight, we'll have the Twins and Brewers as they head to Milwaukee for the final 2 games of that series. It's Bartolo Colon and Brandon Woodruff with first pitch set for 7:10, and you can hear that game on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
All right, we're at the halfway point. More to come. You're listening to the Todd Brolecamp Show right here on KGYM.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-642-9530. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-642-9531 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-642-9531 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-642-9531.
Constitution's extra.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The NFL will hire between 21 and 24 full-time officials starting this season. The full-timers will come from the current group of 124 officials and will come from all 7 officiating positions. Those who are hired full-time will still be able to work other jobs. Falcons running back Devontae Freeman gets a 5-year contract extension worth $41 million, including a $15 million signing bonus. Baseball finals today. The Rockies beat the Indians 3-2 on a 12th inning home run from Charlie Blackmon. The Rangers beat the Mets 5-1. Red Sox and Rays. Coverage already underway on ESPN Radio. The game also on ESPN TV at 7 Eastern. Yankees lefty CC Sabathia has no new damage to his right knee, but there's no word yet if he'll make his next start Sunday night against the Red Sox. Sabathia had to leave last night's game against the Blue Jays. The Astros activate outfielder George Springer from the DL. He will play tonight against the White Sox, coming back from a left quad injury.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-642-9530. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-642-9531 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-642-9531 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-642-9531.
Epix presents the new original series, Get Shorty.
That is a good title.
To make it in Hollywood, it takes muscle.
If you don't produce my film, I'll ruin you.
A B-list producer.
You asked me to make a movie with cash.
Is that a problem?
We can work it out.
And a mob boss.
I like John Stamos. Could he be in this?
What?
Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids.
It's good.
And Ray Romano.
Do we have a deal?
Get Shorty premieres Sunday, 10, 9 central, only on Epix.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and Jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-642-9530. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-642-9531 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-642-9531 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-642-9531.
Welcome back in. It's 5:34 on a Wednesday evening edition of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann. We take you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Local programming returns again tomorrow at 3 with the gym class featuring Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. It's a Thursday. That means they'll check in with John Cranton out in the desert, right? Or is he on vacation still?
I think it's July.
Back from vacation.
He's on vacation in July. We're in August now, so I think... Is this his debut? No, he would have been on last week, too.
Yeah, I believe we heard him last week. Well, I've got bad news for Cub fans, and I've got even worse news for Cub fans. Since you're not a Cub fan, would you like the bad news or the worst news? You know what?
Let's start with the bad news.
Yeah, the bad news is the Cubs are down 3-1 in the ninth inning to the Giants right now.
The worst news?
The worst news is that Wilson Contreras had to leave today's game with what appears to be a hamstring injury, running to first base on a ground ball to third a couple innings ago. So you now have Koji Uehara, who was placed on the disabled list today by the Cubs, Addison Russell adding to the DL, Wilson Contreras looking at a likely disabled list stint, and you've also got Chris Bryant, who continues to be hobbled or slowed, I should say, by a finger injury. All of this while manager Joe Maddon astutely points out on the San Francisco road trip that suddenly the Cubs look like the 500 playing baseball team of the first half, which no one was happy to see. So the Cubs backsliding a little bit, now dealing with injuries. And, oh, yes, there's that team in St. Louis, which is what, three games out of first? Two and a half coming into the day. My apologies. If they get things figured out in St. Louis, and the Cardinals are always very astute at making what appears to be a minor trade through waivers, adding one small little piece, and then it pays off big time, like they did with Edward Mujica a couple years ago in their bullpen, where, okay, yeah, nondescript middle reliever, big deal, turns out to be a huge linchpin in the back end of the bullpen. If they make a minor deal and guys start turning it around a little bit, Stephen Piscotty maybe goes down to Memphis, gets his head on straight and comes back up and finishes with a flourish in August and September, this could be a two-team race, but it might not be the Brewers that are involved in it when everything's said and done. It could be the Cubs and the Cardinals.
I wonder if seeing the Cubs backslide now and Contreras going out with that injury maybe adds to the Brewers and the Cardinals' urgency a little bit to make a move. It's August the 31st, right? That's the deadline?
Yes, for the waiver trade.
Waiver trade deadline. So I don't know. I still think I've said this, the Cubs are the most talented team in that division. It's just, but we're getting late in the season. We're no longer in June and July or even May. We're August the 9th. So we're almost to the stretch run of the season, and by this time we kind of know what these teams are and which one is going to be a little bit more consistent than the other. That still remains to be seen.
All right, so the big story today in college football comes to us via UCLA.
This broke yesterday, and it's been talked about on national radio all day, and it's been so polarizing that we've even gotten a few texts about it, because we threw the fact out that we were going to talk about Josh Rosen, the quarterback from UCLA. And in a Bleacher Report interview with Matt Hayes, he had some very, very polarizing remarks. And some people are surprised by them, and for those that are surprised, they clearly haven't been paying attention to Josh Rosen, because he's been a guy who several times throughout his career has spoken out about the NCAA. But yesterday he was asked about, he missed all of last season or most of last season with a shoulder injury. And Bleacher Report's Matt Hayes asked him, look at the bright side. You get the chance to heal up, maybe catch up on school. Don't get me started, Rosen said. I love school, but it's hard. It's cool because we're learning more applicable stuff, not just my prerequisite stuff, but football really dents my ability to take some classes that I need. There are a bunch of classes that are only offered one time. There was a class in spring that I had to take, but there was a conflict with football. He goes on to say that, look, football and school don't go together. They just don't. Trying to do both is like trying to do two full-time jobs. There are guys who have no business being in school here, but they're here because this is the path to the NFL. There's no other way. Then there's the other side that they say they want to raise the SAT eligibility requirements. Okay, raise the SAT requirement at Alabama and see what kind of team they have. You lose athletes, and then the product on the field suffers. This was interesting to me because in this day and age of clickbait, in this day and age of kind of blaring headlines, I knew it was going to happen after this was released. There were going to be headlines of, look, football and school don't go together. And then people see that and react, oh, what a crybaby, what a this, what a that. And I guess the point that I took from it, and we want to hear from you, because 319-366-1600, everybody seems to have an opinion on this, and it's either one way, it's either way to one direction or way to the other. There's no real in between. I've been around certain football programs, and there's just this idea of keeping guys eligible, and that's most of the job of the academic advisors at high-level college football programs. And there are two things that I look at here. First of all, Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen is a guy who is going to make millions of dollars in the NFL. They're talking about him as a top five pick, but he's not a guy that needs to do it. He has said numerous times he's a very good student. He's trying to get his MBA. His dad was nearly the Surgeon General under Barack Obama. His mom was a Princeton graduate. He comes from a very affluent family. So he has stated numerous times, I don't need your scholarship. I don't need to be a scholarship athlete. So there's this segment out there that's saying, oh, well, suck it up. You're a scholar. You're a scholarship athlete. There are tons of kids out there that would love to be in your shoes, but can't, but they're paying their way through college. I just think that guys like Josh Rosen are the NCAA's worst nightmare because they have nothing to lose. And he's had very open discussions several times about trying to affect change within the NCAA, trying to fight for the rights of the players, because he's said numerous times he's not one of those guys that is just there to be eligible and just there to be just there to play and just there to find a path to the NFL. Football isn't his whole life. It isn't his every being, but he's going to fight for those guys that are in school, that put their bodies on the line and never make it to the NFL. So I don't know. I look at a guy like this and I just see, okay, well, Jim Mora responds and he comes out today. Jim Mora Jr., the head coach at UCLA, says, yeah, well, when you make comments, when you give your opinions, it creates controversy and it creates distractions. And that's just, that's bothersome to me on a whole different level, because coaches come out and give their opinions all the time. That's basically saying, you know what, kids, shut up. Be grateful. And this is a guy that doesn't have to be grateful. He doesn't have to play football. And if they kick him off the team, he wouldn't blink twice about it. And if football wasn't there, if the NFL wasn't there, he would go on to whatever else he wanted to do, which would be get his MBA and make a very nice living for himself.
What do you think? 319-366-1600. I saw this story today. I don't have much an opinion on it one way or the other. I think he's getting crucified by a lot of people for saying what he did. But as you pointed out, you made the case and laid everything out there. He's in a unique position because he doesn't necessarily need football. But at the same time, I think it's difficult to expect the public to have sympathy for you when that's your approach. And not to necessarily draw parallels here, but Colin Kaepernick and what he's gone through with the NFL, I think some people who are not in his camp may have been on his side had he toned things down just a tad. But instead, he not necessarily used really inflammatory rhetoric, but there were some things that he did. The socks that he wore that had the pigs on them, things like that, where it makes it hard for those people who are sort of hanging out there in the middle. And those people do still exist nowadays. It's hard to believe because everything is so polarizing, but that's the kind of stuff that makes it hard for those people who are hanging out there in the middle going, I could go one way or the other on this. It makes it hard for them to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to back him. And so in this particular instance, I think something similar, although you're talking about two very different scenarios here, but he has the privilege of being able to say that, whereas a lot of other players who are playing college football, they need the scholarship and they need what's provided to them. So they don't have the luxury of speaking out. But this is not is it not the next chapter in the story of the athlete versus the NCAA? I was gone last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, when you guys talked about the Central Florida kicker who got basically excommunicated from college football because he's has the gall to have a YouTube channel where he makes videos, and you're able to monetize YouTube videos based on the number of views, that is enough to get you booted from the NCAA and your eligibility taken away in perpetuity. And yet you get guys who do drugs and drink and drive and other things, they get suspended for a game. So the NCAA, as we all know, has a lot of issues. And this is just the latest in a long line. The O'Bannon lawsuit, which was hanging out there for a million years and really sort of started to drive this home. I think other people started to pay attention to it when they did the 30 for 30 on the Fab Five. And you had Chris Webber and those guys talking about, look, there's a Nike jersey hanging in the storefront of the sporting goods store in Ann Arbor, and it's $75 or whatever it was. We're not seeing a dime of that. Yet it's his number, his jersey. And so here now we have the latest, I guess, footnote. I don't know whether it's its own chapter here, but we've got the latest footnote in that whole athlete versus NCAA thing, and then a lot of people making reference to Cardale Jones, the former Ohio State quarterback, and his comments about we ain't come to play school. Look, it's incredibly difficult to play college football and be a student. It's also incredibly difficult to be a student and be a student. And what I mean by that is almost everybody in college has to have a job to pay for going to school. So it's really difficult, and the time and the hours that are put in on the football field and practice and games and travel, absolutely, I understand where he's coming from. I understand what he's saying here, but he's not going to get a lot of sympathy from people.
He's not, and I don't think he cares. That's the thing about this guy. Let's go. I just want to – he had a very similar – a very similar interview in 2016 with Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports.
And mass transfers, Dennis Dodd, yes.
Quote, I have connections in my life that will do me well. I will be okay without football. I want to fight for the people who won't be okay. I'm going to actively fight for players' rights. I want to incite change.
To party? Is he going to fight for their right to party?
He continues, I don't give a bleep if I'm going to be taken care of by NCAA money as the computer craps out on me. I shouldn't bring that into this discussion. I'll get this back in the meantime.
Just throw it against the wall.
I don't give a blank if I'm going to be taken care of with money that comes into college football. The whole idea is leaving a place better than you found it. This is a guy, you talk about PJ Fleck, who really doesn't care what anybody else thinks other than his base. This is a guy in Josh Rosen that is, I think, in a very similar situation. He's talking to the people that are going through the same thing. And I think this was pretty unheralded at the time. But remember Kane culture at Northwestern?
Yes, they started the whole unionization efforts, and it never really got anywhere, although they did make some progress in courts.
This is just another strike where, like you said, the somebody against the NCAA. And this time, it's a guy with nothing to lose. Usually, you get a guy who speaks out who maybe loses a scholarship, maybe gets benched, maybe kind of walks back on their comments because, hey, I fear for my job, I fear for my scholarship. This is not going to be a guy that is scared about any of that.
Let's head to the phone lines, bring Don in Cedar Rapids into the discussion. Don, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I have a lot of thoughts on college sports and academics, and be a nice way finding a way to make the academic part of the student athlete be more of a valued commodity than the athlete part of the equation. And I had a couple of days ago a thought on that, and it would be really cool if, you know, a 4.0 athlete scored a touchdown or a point in basketball, that there was some type of a multiplier. So then the student-athlete part of the equation benefits his team directly. Does that make sense?
It does, Don. Thanks for the phone call. I look at, I look at this situation in the light of this is, I've seen this happen. I see so many guys in college and who are under full scholarships, especially for football, that are getting an education that maybe they wouldn't otherwise, but they're in school for one reason. And this isn't just at Alabama. This isn't just at UCLA. This is at every school around the country. And I just hope that in the future, because I've heard, I think it was a couple of years ago, where a former University of Missouri receiver said that so much time was spent on trying to keep people eligible that it got in the way of people who, of student athletes who wanted to go out and challenge themselves in the classroom, who wanted to go out and take classes that furthered their career, but couldn't because their academic advisors were kind of alerting them, hey, you need to stay eligible, you need to take this class. So, and I think Josh Rosen touched on that. He touched on guys that graduate in 3 years. He said, yeah, I could graduate in 3 years. I go out and get a sociology degree, but I want to get my MBA. It doesn't matter how quickly I graduate, if I graduate in something that will not help me in my future career. So I just hope that more of that takes place, where it's guy trying to keep people eligible, trying to keep certain athletes eligible, doesn't get in the way of students who want to go out there and challenge themselves in the classroom.
We will have a non-update on Cubs catcher Wilson Contreras when we come back. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Flood the Run is this Saturday at Ellis Park, presented by Viridian Credit Union. This 2.7-mile water-themed, family-friendly obstacle run is fun for all ages. Run through our human car wash. Get blasted in the blaster bog. Plus our giant slip and slide and so much more. It's fun for the entire family with food vendors, games and activities, and live music after the run. Get soaked for a good cause, benefiting the Salvation Army and Matthew 25. Visit crfloodtherun.com for more information.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke, 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John at TCB Pool Hall on the Pedball next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
554, welcome back in, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM, all across eastern Iowa. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, coming your way on KGYM with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann. As we mentioned earlier, Cubs losing to the San Francisco Giants today, but they also lost catcher Wilson Contreras, who appeared to injure his hamstring running out an infield grounder. Manager Joe Maddon said after the game today, likely disabled list stint for Wilson Contreras, although they will not know for sure until he can get further tests done. So the trade for Alex Avila from the Detroit Tigers, which was made to in part so that Contreras could get some rest, is looming really large right now, and I would expect Victor Caratini to be getting a phone call in Des Moines any minute now, if he hasn't already gotten one. Most likely headed back to rejoin the Cubs, who suddenly, once again, after playing really well at the start of the second half, have to fend off some other teams in the National League Central. It's going to be worth watching here over the final couple months of the season. Worth listening to right now, our next big board update brought to you by Midwest One Bank. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle Mann.
Former Iowa shortstop Mason McCoy was selected as a New York Penn League All-Star today. He's hitting .323 with 19 RBIs in 30 games for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, a Class A affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles. Former Iowa first baseman Jake Adams wasn't selected as an All-Star, but will be competing in the Home Run Derby. He leads that league with 8 home runs. Todd first broke this story several weeks ago, but yesterday it became official. Former Hawkeye C.J. Eldred has signed a deal with the Kansas City Royals. And I'll also take this time to remind you that the Iowa baseball team will play its last exhibition game of the summer tomorrow at Duane Banks Field, hosting the Quad City Cardinals at 7 o'clock. The Iowa basketball team will also be playing the second game of its Euro trip tomorrow afternoon, taking on the Swiss All-Stars there in Switzerland. The Iowa wrestling team announced its home schedule today and will host 3 top 10 programs in Oklahoma State, Michigan, and Minnesota, and will also host 8 different countries competing at the United World Wrestling World Cup over a weekend to be determined in April. The Colonels won yesterday 3-1 to split a 4-game series with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They're off today as they return home, but they'll start another 4-gamer with the Quad Cities River Bandits at 6:30 tomorrow. After our show tonight, we'll have the Twins and Brewers as they head to Milwaukee for the final 2 games of that series. It's Bartolo Colon and Brandon Woodruff with first pitch set for 7:10, and you can hear that on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Bartolo Colon, who will not be wearing a jersey with the nickname Big Sexy on it this coming
weekend.
What's
his nickname? Oh, he did. He probably signed after the cutoff.
No, he's got one. It's just not Big Sexy.
How?
I can't remember what it is. But
does anybody on the Dodgers team have the nickname Doug?
I so wish that were the case, but it's not. Hour number 3 of the Todd Brummelkamp Show on the way after this.
Ignoring hearing loss can lead to arguments, misunderstandings, loss of connection, even depression and dementia. If you're ready to address your hearing loss and live life to the fullest, the MD Hearing Aid Air is an FDA-registered hearing aid that will save you thousands of dollars compared to traditional hearing aids. With prices starting under $350, the doctor-designed Air is lightweight and nearly invisible. With the Air, you'll understand every word, with no annoying whistling or background noise. And the 3 sound settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your surroundings. Call 1-800-263-5075. Best of all, you can try it 100% risk-free in your own home for 45 days. Call right now and you'll also get free shipping and a year's worth of free